John Whitmore's arrival in Dar es Salaam. It was a late afternoon in November when John Whitmore, managing director of the English car manufacturer Numota, landed at Dar es Salaam International Airport. The hot, tropical air greeted him as soon as he left the plane as he was led across the tarmac to the modern airport building. He had traveled a long way, from the cool, hazy climes of London to the sun-drenched coastal city of Tanzania. But despite the long distance, he felt at every step that he was approaching an adventure that was as professional as it was personal. At the exit of the airport, he saw a large sign with the Numota logo printed on it, which immediately caught his eye. A discreetly dressed driver with a polite smile stood next to him and immediately approached him when he spotted him. "Mr. Whitmore, I am pleased to welcome you to Dar es Salaam," the driver said with a gentle bow. "My name is Juma, and I will take you to your accommodation." The formality and respectful tone of the driver immediately gave him the feeling that he was in good hands. After Juma had kindly taken his luggage from him and stowed it in the trunk of the elegant SUV, he opened the passenger door with an almost ceremonial gesture. John Whitmore got in, and as the car rolled off gently, he let his gaze glide over the landscape that presented itself to him: palm trees, rolling hills, and the glittering blue of the ocean in the distance. "It's your first trip to Tanzania, isn't it?" Juma asked in a warm voice that drowned out the slight whirring of the engine. "Yes," Whitmore replied with a smile. "But I already feel welcome." The journey went smoothly, and the traffic, which was otherwise considered unpredictable in Dar es Salaam, seemed calm and orderly that day. The sun was still high enough to bathe the horizon in golden tones when they reached the busy streets of the city. The driver deftly led the car through the winding streets to the upscale Upanga district, a district known for its elegant mix of modern buildings and traditional villas. Finally, they stopped in front of an impressive building with large windows, the facade of which seemed to shine in the light of the late afternoon. "Welcome to Nyumba Najua," Juma said as he opened the door and invited Mr. Whitmore to get out. Two women were already standing on the stairs in front of the building. One, in an elegant but restrained trouser suit, appeared with a professional smile towards him. "Mr. Whitmore, I'm Mariam, the CEO of Nyumba Najua. It is an honor for me to welcome you here." Next to her stood a younger woman, whose warm smile immediately enhanced the feeling of hospitality. "And this is Furaha, one of our employees who will be there to help you with everything you need. Es Fruit Michigan Ser, C. Bade Kenenzalernan, Antwortit Whitmore Und Spurt," we the tension of the journey gradually fell away from him. "Thank you for this warm welcome. Come on, we'll show you your apartment," Mariam said, leading him into the building. They took the elevator up to the top floor, and when the doors opened, he entered a light, airy apartment that was modern, yet African and tastefully decorated. The large windows offered stunning views of the city and the sparkling waters of the Indian Ocean in the distance. Every corner of the apartment seemed to have been thought out down to the smallest detail, from the plush leather sofas in the living room to the fully equipped kitchen, whose marble countertops glistened in the sunlight. "This apartment," Mariam explained, "will be your home for next year. Not only is it stylish, but it's also equipped with everything you need to work both in the office and from here in the home office. We know that you will spend a lot of time at Numota, but we want you to feel comfortable here at all times. And should you need anything," Furaha added, "I am always at your disposal. I will take care of your concerns, whether it's everyday errands or special requests." John Whitmore walked through the rooms and admired the successful combination of elegance and functionality. The modern technology was discreetly integrated into the apartment. There was a small study where he could retreat to work from home, and a cozy sitting area that invited him to relax evenings. The apartment was a perfect retreat after the long working days that awaited him. "I'm thrilled," he finally said as he returned to Mariam and Furaha. Not only was the ride from the airport extremely pleasant and safe, but also this reception and the apartment itself, it feels like I've already arrived home. Mariam smiled proudly. "That is our goal, Mr. Whitmore. We want you to feel welcome from the first moment. Your new life here should start as pleasantly and smoothly as possible. He nodded gratefully. I'm sure this will be a great start to my new adventure here in Dar es Salaam. I already feel like I'm part of this wonderful city.